Today's shir is a Masechet Nedarim on Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the last word, Harei. The Gemara now is referring back to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph at the bottom, where the Mishnah said, the second last line of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, Harei Netiyoy Sa'elu Korban Ache Yiktzitzu, these plants should be a korban until they are cut down off the ground, or talazu korban achetasar, if this talus should be a korban until it becomes burnt. And the Mishnah concludes on the top of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, Ein Lohem Pidyon. If he uses such a lashon, then he cannot be poda, he cannot redeem these items, and it would seem, this Pashup Shad is, that the pidyon does not work, and forever they retain, these items retain their kedusha. On this, the Gemara asks, Ula Olam, can it be that it is not shaykh to do pidyon on this forever? As Tosfos explains, the Gemara understood that the meaning of the Mishnah is that pidyon will not work, just as we have on items of kedushas haguf, a klishoris or migdash, anything to do with the actual Beis HaMikdash, has a kedusha saguf. The item itself has an intrinsic kedusha, and pidyon, redemption, is not possible. Are you saying that the same applies in these two cases of the talis and the netios? Why, they are only kedushas damim. They themselves have no intrinsic value. They're not going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, for example. Rather, they're kedushas damim. It's the value of these items. These items are sold, and with the money, a korban can be purchased. But if it's only kedushas damim, if these items only have a value kedusha and not an intrinsic guf hakedusha, then pidyon should be shaykh, and from the Mishnah it would seem that forever pidyon is not possible. On this, the Gemara gives a teretz from Bar Pada. Amar Bar Pada, said Bar Pada, the pshat in the Mishnah is different. Of course pidyon helps, as pidyon helps on any kedushas damim. However, what the Mishnah means is padan chayzrois, as the Bach says, Ukedoshais, padon chayzrois ukedoshais, ad sheyiktzitzu, until they are cut down. If the person makes a pidyon, the pidyon works, and the kedusha is transferred from the item to the money. Now the money becomes sanctified, and with it, korbanos are purchased. So what does it mean at the top of the Amud here, the words Ein Lohem Pidyon? It means there can never be a total pidyon, because once he redeems them, automatically, immediately, the kedusha comes back and pidyon will be required again. And once he's paid it, it'll rebound and the kedusha will come on it again, and again pidyon will be necessary. When he said the kedusha should belong in this item until they are cut down or until the talus is burnt, what he was saying, according to Bar Pada's understanding, is that the kedusha will always rebound and come right back, even after you're paid it, it will be again kadosh. That's one halacha. However, if niktzitzu, once the plants were cut down, then poidon pamachas, then he's poid it one time, v'dayoy, and then it's sufficient. Then the kedusha goes off forever from this item. When he used the words that the kedusha should be retained, ad sheyiktzitzu, he meant to say that until it's cut down, the kedusha will constantly rebound. Every time he is pointed, it'll bounce back and there'll be a new kedusha. However, once it's cut down, then all that's required is one pidyon, and that pidyon will suffice, and the kedusha will not rebound once it is cut down. Continues the Gemara. Ve'ulo Marnola says, Kivin shen niktzitzu shuvein poidin. So, according to Bar Pada holds that even though we're speaking about Kedushas Damim here, Kedusha's dam is loipaka bichdi, which is our whole sugya today on Daf Chavtas we'll be discussing when we say this rule, that Kedusha cannot go off by itself. Something has to happen to the Kedusha to transfer it. For example, pigeon. You have to do a pigeon redemption. But, for example, if you're going to say that the Kedusha should remain for 30 days, or you're going to say the Kedusha should only remain on this item until you cut it down, as in our mission in the case of plants, according to the Bar Pada, the Kedusha will remain. As Bar Pada said, Niktzitzu, Poidam pamachas v'day, it's enough, it doesn't rebound, but you need that pigeon. If he doesn't do the pigeon, even though he said the Kedusha will only be on the item until you cut it down, but even if he cuts it down, the Kedusha will not go away, according to Bar Pada, because Kedusha loipaka b'chdi. Even in our case of Kedusha's damim, certainly by Kedusha's aguf, but even by Kedusha's damim, it doesn't go away unless you do a maisa pigeon. On that, Ula argues, as the Ran says, Ula argues, the Rajba holds the Shita, that Ula is only being mechulik on the second din of Bar Pot. On the first din, Pshat in the Mishnah, he agrees that the Pshat in Ein Lem Pigeon means that until you cut it down, the Kedusha will rebound. So there's never, ever any lasting pigeon. That's what it means, Ein Lem Pigeon. Not that the pigeon isn't chal, not that it doesn't work, not that the money isn't now kadosh. The pigeon works, but in the sense that it's always going to rebound, that's what it means, Ein Lem Pigeon. Ula agrees to that, according to the Rajba. However, Ula argues on the second halacha. You said that once it's cut down, pigeon is required. And once you do pigeon, the Kedusha doesn't bounce back. I hold that you don't even need to be poided once it's cut down. The Ula Omer, Kivin Shin Niktzitzu, Shuvain Poiden. He doesn't hold, even by Kedusha's Dabim, he doesn't hold like Bar Pada that Kedusha's Dabim is Loi Paka Bechdi. No, Kedusha's Dabim is Paka Bechdi. He can give a time element to the Kedusha. This Kedusha is only for 30 days. This Kedusha is only until it's cut down. Once it's cut down, the Kedusha by itself, even without pigeon, falls away. This is according to the Rashba, but the machloik is between Ula and Bar Pada. However, the Ran brings down Arab Moshe Kartabi that disagrees with the Rashba. Arab Moshe Kartabi holds that B.M.S. Ula is arguing with Bar Pada on both halachas of Bar Pada. He does not hold that the Kedusha will bounce back. And Rabbi Moshe Kartabi says a beautiful pshat that Bar Pada is Lushitasai and Ula is Lushitasai. Meaning as follows. He used, the person here used the word Adshin Niktzitzu, until they are cut down. Now, Bar Pada says that Kedusha can't go away by itself. By merely cutting it down, that does not remove the Kedusha. You're going to have to do a Maisa Pigeon. So why did he use the words Atche Yiktzitzu? Following the Ktsitsa, whatever he said has no value. Because the Kedusha is still there. The Ktsitsa didn't take it off. So says Bar Pada, must be that he meant Atche Yiktzitzu, that until the Ktsitsa, even if it will be poided, it will bounce back. Ein Echanami, after the Ktsitsa, it will not bounce back, and one time pigeon will suffice. What he meant to say, Atche Yiktzitzu, was that prior to the Ktsitsa, it will constantly bounce back. However, Ula Lishitase, who holds, that Kivin Shin Niktzitzu Shuvain Poiden, that once you do the Ktsitsa, the Kedusha does go away by itself. You do not need a Maisa pigeon. So then I can interpret, you know why he used the words Atche Yiktzitzu? Because he meant to say that the Kedusha is only Lizman. It's only temporary. It's only till he cuts it. Once it's cut, there is no more Kedusha. But what about before it's cut? Before it's cut, it will not bounce back. Ula argues on the first halach of Bar Pada also. Bar Pada, who holds that the Kedusha stays on an item until pigeon, so he interprets Atche Yiktzitzu, that'll bounce back. But Ula, who tells us that Atche Yiktzitzu is limiting the amount of Kedusha, and the Kedusha will fall off by itself after the Ktsitsa, So he says that Atshe Yiktsitsu is to tell me that fact, that the Kiddush is going to stop once there's a Ktsitsa. What about before the Ktsitsa? Before the Ktsitsa, there is Kiddusha, and the only way to remove that Kiddusha, according to Ulla, is to redeem it. But once you redeem it before the Ktsitsa, then Ein Echnami, it will not bounce back. So according to Rav Moshe Kartabi, the two halachas are dependent one on the other. The Gemara only mentioned Ulla in the second halacha, because the first halacha is dependent on the second halacha. Once you state the second halacha, there's no need to tell us that Ula argues on the first halacha. It's self-understood that he argues on the first halacha, according to the understanding of Rav Moshe Kartabi. So this is a fundamental machloikis here between the Rashba and Rav Moshe Kartabi, if Ula is only arguing on the second halacha, or he's also arguing on the first. But he's certainly arguing on the second halacha, which is the discussion which our Gemara is going to have now on Daf Chav Tes, and that is by Kiddushas Damim, such as in our Mishnah with the Talis and in the Tiyais, do I say that the Kiddusha is Paka Bechdi, it goes away by itself, I can make it temporary, and when that time is over, the Kiddusha by itself will go away, that's a sheet of Ula, and Bar Pada holds that not only Kiddushas Aguf, the Kiddusha will not go away by itself, you'll need Pidgin, but even Kiddushas Damim, such as in our Mishnah, it will require Pidgin, it will not go away by itself, even if a person only designated Kedusha for a certain time. Begins the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Amar Leih Rav Amnunis, or Rav Amnunis said to Ula, Kedusha Sheben Leichon Holcha, how do you say that after the Ktsitsa, Pidgin is not necessary, and the Kedusha just falls away? Where did it go? Let's compare it to the case of Kedushin by Anisha. As we find in Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Beis, The Gemara there says that the Lashon Kedushin comes from the Asula Kuliyama Kehegdish. When we say a woman is Mikudesh, it means just like Hegdish is Asur to the whole world, so too this woman is like Hegdish, that she is now prohibited to the entire world. So we see a comparison between Hegdish and Kedushin. Now let's see what the din is by Kedushin. Uma ilu amar leisha. If somebody would say to a woman, Hayoyim at ishti, today you are my wife. Ulamachar yat ishti, and tomorrow you are no longer my wife. I'm only being mekadesh you for one day. Mi nafka beloy get? Can she go out without a get? It's impossible. There's no Kedushin just for one day. So we see that the Kedusha does not go out by itself. You'll need to do something. For example, by Kedusha, you'll need to give a get. And therefore, L'chayra Bar Pada is right, asks Rav Amnuna to Ula, that even in our Gemara, which is speaking about Kedushas Damim, the Kedusha should not go out by itself. You should require Pidgin. How do you, Ula, say that the Kedusha falls away by itself once he cuts down the plants? Amar le Rava. So Rava says, to answer Rav Hamnuna's question, Mi kam adamis kedushas dam le kedushas agav. Rava says there's a basic difference between our Mishnah and what Bar Pada paskened and your comparison to Kedushin. Because our mission, as we stated, is only Kedushas dam, and we're only speaking about the Kedusha of value. We're not speaking about Kedushas agav, an intrinsic holiness of the item itself. Mashenkin by an isha, that's Kedushas Haguf. When we compare a woman to Kedusha, to Hegdish, we're comparing it to Kedushas Haguf and not to Kedushas Damim. So therefore we can make a distinction. Kedushas Damim, if you're speaking about a value Kedusha Pakabachti, that can go away by itself. There, Ula is correct. It can go away by itself. As the Rush explains, just like we find that it's possible to have Pidgin by Kedusha Stamim, so too there could be a temporary Kedusha Lizman by Kedusha Stamim. It's not such a strong Kedusha. If Pidgin is possible, so Kedusha Lizman is possible. Whereas by Kedusha Saguf, Loipaka Bechdi, by Kedushin, which you're bringing me a proof from, that's Kedusha Saguf, that does not go away by itself. That even Ula will agree, says Rava, that the Kedusha Saguf will not go away by itself. Just the Rush explains, just like Kedusha Saguf, Pidgin is not possible, so too Kedusha Lizman is not possible. So Rava has warded off the question of Rav Amnuna onto Ula. Amalei Abaye, says Abaye, Kedusha Saguf, like Paka Bechdi. Are you telling me that anything, or the Bach adds the letter Vav, Vik Kedusha Saguf, like Paka Bechdi, is it true that Kedusha Saguf does not go away by itself? I will bring you a proof from a Braisa that even Kedusha Saguf can go away by itself. Now, before we get into the proof from the Braisa, the Rajba says, now, in Abaye, the Ran brings down the Rajba, that what does Abaye hold? Rava brought a very good proof. Rav Amnuna brought a good proof from Kedushin, and Rav explained that Kedushin is Kedushas Haguf. So what does Abaye hold if he's going to bring a Raya from a Braisa, that the Kedushas Haguf does go away by itself? So how do we understand Kedushin? Can a person be Mekadosh an Isha for a day, and then the Kedushin should go away by itself without a get? So first, the Rajba wants to say, perhaps yes, perhaps Abaye holds that you can be Mekadosh for a day. But then, the Rajba says that that's not Mestavra. As we see from the Lashna Gemara, says the Rajba, on the second line of our Omid, Uma ilu omar le'isha, ayoyim at ishti lemacher, iat ishti. Me, nafkabal, I get. The Gemara took on as a dover pasha. There's nobody in the world, like so to speak, in his right mind who would say such a thing. It was obvious to the Gemara that you cannot be mekadesh lizman. So what does Abaye, in fact, if Abaye is going to bring a proof from the Braisa that Kedusha Guf does go away by itself, what does he do by Kedushin, which is Kedusha Guf, and it's clear the Gemara understood that that Kedusha cannot go away by itself. So on this, the Rajba says that there is a difference. Abaye will learn that Kedusha Saguf, not only Kedusha's Damim can go away by itself, according to Abaye, but even Kedusha Saguf also. However, the Kedushin of a woman in this sense is even stronger than Hegdish Kedusha Saguf. Why? Says the Ran, and I'm quoting his Lashon, Hilchah Gabe Hegdish, Kiven Devade Chayil Ole Hegdish, Damim Shein and Oilamis Bedin Hu Nami Detechel Kedusha Saguf Lizman Yadua Bavat. Since by Hegdish there's a concept of value Kedusha, which is not forever, so therefore even Kedusha Saguf should also be able to be done Lizman. Shafilu Loite Oisa Kedusha Ela Kedusha's Damim. Let's say a temporary Kedusha Saguf is not worse than a value Kedusha, Hare Metzina Kedusha Dumb, Gabi Hegdish. By Hegdish, which has a concept of value Kedusha, it's not a total Kedusha, so we can also have the concept of Kedusha Saguf Lizman. Avo Beisha. But by the case of Kedusha by a woman, Kivin di loy hav yishto loy lom loy kani be kinyan aguf. If she's not his wife forever, then he has no kinyan aguf in her. The kinyan dam and beishal ashkachon. We don't find such a concept by a woman that he's mekudeshes to the woman with a kedusha's damim, a value kedusha. Therefore, yev shushatei yishto lizman yadua bavad. He can't be his wife for a day. She can't be his wife for a day. Shekol ki yitz mezeim a kinyan aguf. Kedushin, according to the Ran, is a Kedushas Aguf. And since we don't find Kedushas Damim by the relationship between a man and his wife, therefore there can also not be Kedushas Aguf Lizman. He has to have a total Kinyan Aguf, which is marriage forever. As the Run later, five lines from the bottom of the Amid expresses it, at the end of the line, the Ein Ishas L'chatzoyen. There's no half-wife. There's no wife Lizman. So in this sense, Kedushin is even stronger than Hegdish. By Kedushas Aguf, where we also find Kedushas Damim, and Kedushas Damim is Shaykh Pidgin, so therefore Kedushas Aguf Lizman, that concept is also possible. It's a somewhat Kedusha Saguf, not a total Kedusha Saguf, just like you have a value Kedusha. Mashen came by a woman, where you don't find Kedusha's Damim, so you don't find either, according to Abaye, Kedusha Saguf Lizman. So Abaye doesn't have a problem, according to the Run from Kedushin, and therefore Abaye wants to go with the Svara that not only Kedusha's Damim is possible to be temporary, but even Kedusha's Aguf is also possible to be temporary. And this is what he's going to bring from a Braisa. V'atanya shor ze oila kol lamed yom. If somebody said, this shor should be an oila for 30 days, ulach lamed yom shlomim, and after 30 days it should be a shlomim, the halacha is kol lamed yom oila, l'achar yilamed yom shlomim, that all 30 days it's an oila, and after 30 days it becomes a shlamim. We know that an oila has more kedusha than a shlamim, and this will be nageya soon in the Gemara, because an oila is totally burnt on the mizbeach. The kohanim have no part of the oila, and the shlamim is kachim kalim, just the emurim are brought on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. So an oila is chamur, and a shlamim is kal, and yet he's able to limit the kedusha of the kedusha chamur of oila for 30 days, and after that, the kedusha kala of shlamim will begin. And as the Bach puts in the Vav, Va'amai says, Abaye, Kedusha Saguf Nenu. What is an oil? It's Kedusha Saguf. Upaka Bechdi, and we see that he can limit it to a 30-day Kedusha, and then the Shlomim begins, answers the Gemara, that Rava will give a teretz to Abaye's question, that really Kedusha Saguf does not go away by itself, as we find by kedushin of a woman. He will not be mechalek, according to Rava, between the kedushin of a woman and kedusha saguf. But hachba mayaskinen, you know what this price is speaking about, the Omar Lidmei, where he was only mekadeshit for an oila for the value. In other words, as the run brings down, kegoin dahavi balmum. It was a balmum, because the run adds that ilutam, I'm reading the run, divya maskal hachanami, the Omar Lidmei. The ilutam afilo omar lidmei kadosh kedusha saguf. By if the shore did not have a blemish in it, it was not a balmum, but it was a tam, it was whole without any blemish, even if you would say I'm being mekadosh this for the value, it automatically becomes kedusha saguf, a korban. The kaimelon hamatvis tmim lebedek abayis midei mizbeach lo yatsu. If somebody was magdish a whole shore without a blemish in it for the sake of the use in the Beis HaMikdash, only for its value, it does not leave the Mizbeach, it becomes automatically a Kedusha Saguf. So it must be speaking, the Ron says here, that it was a Balmum, and therefore, when he was Magdashid, he knew he's not going to bring it as a Korban on the Mizbeach, and therefore it was only done for its value, so that he could buy selling this animal, he will use the money to buy another Korban. And that's why, if according to Rava, Kedushas Damim does go away after a while. You could make it temporary. And that's why when he said Oila, he meant for the value by this Balmum. And that's why after 30 days, the Shlomim could begin. Now, the Run speaks out over here that L'chayra, the Gemara at this point, should have asked the question on Bar Pada. Bar Pada, at the beginning of our sugya, held that even Kedushas Damim is not Paka Bechdi, and here we see that at least Kedushas Damim is Paka Bechdi after 30 days. The value of this Balmum goes away, and it becomes a Shlomim. The value will now be used for a Shlomim and not for an Oila. So why is it not a Raya against Bar Pada? Says the Run, that it ain't a Chanami. Later in the Gemara will ask a question from the Brice on Bar Pada, as we will soon see on Amud Beis. But at this point, there's not yet a Kasha on Bar Pada, because Bar Pada has a way to answer this Brice, that it won't be difficult. Since you're speaking about Demei, according to Bar Pada, it could be speaking that he was actually poided. After 30 days, he was poided. Really, Kedushas Damim, loy paka bechdi. It doesn't go away by itself. Even though he said it for 30 days, it would not go away, according to Bar Pada, unless he was poided. But it's speaking about he was poided. And after he was poided, then it becomes a shlum. Ask the Run, if he was poided, what's the chiddush? Of course, he said it for 30 days, and then he was poided, and then it becomes a shlomo. What's the chiddush? The Run answers, there's still a chiddush, because I would think, since at the time that he said that this kiddush of shlomim should kick in 30 days, and at the time that he said it, it was not possible for the Kedusha to begin in 30 days of the Shlomim. Because as long as it has the Kedusha of an Oila, according to Bar Pada, it's Loi Pakabachdi. So it's going to be dependent whether in 30 days he actually will be Poidit or not. And if he's not Poidit, the Shlomim will not be able to begin. So I would say that even if he was Poidit, it shouldn't work. Because at the time that he said it initially 30 days ago, Ein Echanami, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, a person could be mekadesh an animal in 30 days. But here, where he first made it kaddish with the kedushas damim of oila, and the only way, according to Bar Pada, to get rid of that kedushas damim of oila will be to be poide it. So I would say, since at the time that he said it should become a shlom in 30 days, it was dependent whether it would be poided or not. So maybe even if he is poided, it shouldn't work. Because it couldn't work by itself at the time when he made it a shlomim in 30 days. Because who knows if it will be poided from Kedushas Oil or not. So maybe it won't work. Kamash Malon, that the way it works is that the Kedusha of shlomim is like hovering in the air. And as soon as the Kedushas Oil goes away, the Kedushas Damim finds a place to be chal, and then it is chal. That will be the Chiddush according to Bar Pada. So at this point in the Gemara, the Ran says the Gemara does not have a question on Bar Pada. But on Amud Beis, we're going to see that this Braisa will prove to be a problem to Bar Pada, and Bar Pada will have to give a unique answer to justify this Braisa according to his Shita. Continues the Gemara, we have now the Braisa with a Raya to Abaya, that Kedushas HaGuf of Oila is Pakah Bechdi. We have an answer from Rava that it's speaking about Kedushas Damim, and therefore Kedushas Damim is Pakah Bechdi, but Rava maintains Kedushas HaGuf is Loi Pakah Bechdi. Freight Abaya to Rava, Ihachi, if that's your pshat in the Braisa, that it's speaking about Kedushas Damim, Meim HaSeifa, tell me the Seifa of that Braisa, La'achar Lamed, if he said the following, La'achar lamid yoim. After 30 days, you should become an oila, but umeachshav shlomim. But now it's a shlomim. And in the Gemara that I'm using, in the Masifta Gemara, in the bottom left, Hagoyis v'tziyunim, Hago Aleph, the girsa is that there's words missing in our Gemara, and it should say, what is the din if he said this? The din is, la'achar shloishim yoim oila umeachshav shlomim. So in fact, the Kedusha of shlomim is now, and the Kedusha of oila begins in 30 days after the Kedusha of the shlomim goes off. So now, the Gemara says as follows, i'amrat b'shlomim, if you will say like a bayil learned pshat in the Braisa, the chada b'kedushas haguf, the chada b'kedushas damim, as the mefarish here, the bottom line of the mefarish says, reisha b'kedushas haguf, the seifa b'kedushas damim, that the beginning case in the ratio of first oil and then shlomim is speaking about a kedushas aguf of oil. The second case, the seifa, where you have shlomim first and then oil, is speaking about a kedushas damim, a balmum, a kedushas damim of the shlomim. So then, as we turn to Davchav Tes Amud Beis, Hainu the Yitzchak Le'Latana Le'Misnatarti. That's why we need two cases, the ratio and the seifa. As the Run explains on Amud Aleph, that if I only had one case, I would say that case is speaking about Kedushas Damim. The easier Chiddush, that Kedushas Damim is Pakah Bechdi. I wouldn't know Kedusha Gov. That's why I need two cases. And then, as the Ran says, Seifa L'Gluye Reisha. I'll have the Seifa by Kedushas Damim to teach me that the Reisha is speaking about Kedushas Gov. I'll have two cases, and that will be the Chiddush, that not only do you say the Halacha of Pakah Bechdi B'Kedusha of Damim, but you even say it by Kedushas Gov as well. The Salkedat Chamina, why do I need two cases? Because I would have thought that Kedusha, and we're going to learn according to the Bach de Girsa, Kedushas Damim Paka Bechdi, Kedushas Aguf, Loi Paka Bechdi. Kedushas Damim is an easier Kedusha than Kedushas Aguf. So I would say, when can I make a temporary Kedusha for 30 days, or until I cut down the trees, depending on a certain action to come? And once that action comes, the Kedusha falls away. Maybe that's only by Kedushas Damim. But by the stronger Kedusha of Kedushas Aguf, Loi Paka Bechdi, Amtulahachi, therefore, Tanatarti, that's why we need two cases. But that's good according to Abaye. Eli Amra, but if you're going to say according to Rava, that we only say that Kedushas Paka Bechadi by Kedushas Damim, and not by Kedushas Aguf, Eli Amra Dedevidi, Kedushas Damim, both cases they're speaking about Kedushas Damim, Lamil Misnitarti, what do I need two cases? In fact, I should only say the first case, and I for sure would know the second case. Why? Hashta Yesh Loimer, Mikedusha Chamura LeKedusha Kala Paka, if you're going to say it in the first case, where you're beginning with a Kedushas Damim, which is chamer, that of oila. As we explained before, that oila is kachim, and it goes all on the mizbeach. The kohanim do not eat from the oila at all. And then it can transfer over after 30 days, the kedusha kala, the chamura kedusha can fall off, and it can be replaced by kedusha kala. So, mi kedusha kala, le kedusha chamura, tzrich lemeimer. So in the second case, where it starts off as a shlomim, and then after 30 days it becomes an oila, do you have to tell me that? Of course, the kedusha chamura of oila will be chal on top of the kedusha kala following the kedusha kala of shlomim. Why do you need both cases? So L'chayrit, at this point, the Gemara says that the Braisa comes out better according to the Svara of Abaya, that one is speaking about Kedushas Aguf, one is speaking about Kedushas Damim, and that not only by Kedushas Damim, but even by Kedushas Aguf, we do say that Paka Bechdi, and as we explained before from the run, that the Kedushin is different because Ein Ishus L'chatzoyin, and therefore you cannot make a temporary Kedushin with a woman, but Hegdish, which has Kedushas Damim, you can also have a Hegdish Haguf Lizman. So at this point in the Gemara, we should just point out that we have gone through three shitas. We have the sheet of Barpada, who holds that not only Kedushas Haguf is Loi Paka Bechdi, you need pidgin, but even Kedushas Damim is Loi Paka Bechdi, you'll need pidgin. We have the sheet of Ula, and in Ula we have a machloikus between Rava and Abaya. Rava holds that Ula sheet is only by Kedushas Damim, that it's Paka Bechdi, but Kedushas Haguf, similar to Kedusha Isha, it's Loi Paka Bechdi. You'll need by Kedusha Isha a get, and you'll need by Kedusha Saguf of a Korban pigeon. And Abaya holds to the other extreme of Barpada, that not only Kedusha's Damim is Paka Bechdi, but even Kedusha Saguf is also Paka Bechdi. So we have these three shitas. Now, at this point, the way the Ran explains the Gemara, now the Gemara asks the Kasha on Barpada, and the Ran explains that as long as we were learning the Braisa, speaking about Kedushas Damim, so we had a way for Barpada to answer the Braisa, that it's speaking about, not that it was Paka Bechdi, the Kedushas Damim, but he was Paited. And the Chiddush is that even though when he said Shlomim, and at that point the Shlomim was totally whether he would be Paited the Oila or not, so I would have thought that the Shlomim will not be Chal, even after the pidgin. Kamashmon, it is Chal. So Barpada had a way to explain the Braisa, as we explained on Amud Aleph. But at this point in the Gemara, where Abaya has shown that it's not only speaking about Kedushas Damim, the Braisa, it's also speaking about Kedushas Haguf. And on Kedushas Haguf, pidgin is not possible. If so, Lema Tavi Tiyufta de Barpada. L'chayra, now it's a Tiyufta on Barpada. Because according to Barpada, by Kedushas Damim, you must have pidgin. And from this Braisa, we see that the Braisa is telling us both by Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf, you don't need pidgin. You can do it temporary. And you can't give the answer that we gave in the Ran on Amud Aleph that he made pidgin here. Because one of the cases is Kedushas Haguf, and in Kedushas Haguf, pidgin is not shayich. So how? Lema tevi tiyufta rab barpada. At this point, maybe it's going to be now a tiyufta on barpada, the domer loipaka kedusha bechdi, where he said that even kedushas damim is loipaka bechdi. And from this brisa, the way Abai interpreted the brisa, not only kedushas damim, but even kedushas haguf is paka bechdi. Amr Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Amr Lach Barpada. Barpada still has a way to answer the Braisa. Hachi Ka Amar. The ratio we will leave the way the Ran explains, the way it was interpreted in the Ran on Amud Aleph, that he did a pidgin by the case of Oila first and then Shlomim. He made a pidgin on the Oila after 30 days, and then the Kedusha of the Shlomim is Chal. So from the ratio, we have no problem of Kedusha Paka Bechdi. It was speaking about Kedusha's Damim, which was Paita. But the Seifa, according to Bar Poda, how will he learn the Seifa? Because as we said before, what do you need two cases? Elamai, you need two cases to tell me the Reisha, the way Abaya learns is Kedusha's a guf, and the Seifa is Kedusha's Damim. And we see that the Kedusha is Paka Bechti by both. So how will Bar Poda learn it? Bar Poda has a new pshat in the Seifa, and actually the Rush says that he will be Mishana de Girsa. The Ran explains that Bar Poda understands the words the way we're going to explain now, but the Rush says that actually he's Mishana de Girsa. Omar Rav Papa, Omar Loch Bar Poda, Hachi Ka Omar. This is the way we will be gairus in the Brisa. Im loy amar ma'achshiv shlamim la'achar lamed yoyim oy lahave. We put in the word loy, not that he said ma'achshiv shlamim and la'achar lamed yoyim oy la in the Seifa. The Seifa is teaching you just the opposite. Bar Poda changes the understanding of the Brisa, then not that the Brisa is a kasham Bar Poda Adarabba. The way Bar Poda learns it, it's a consistent exactly with Bar Poda Sheet. Bar Poda holds that both on Kedusha's Haguf and Kedusha's Damim, you require pidgin and you cannot make a temporary Kedusha which will elapse after a certain amount of time. That's exactly what the Seif of the Brisa say. And the Seif of the Brisa is telling us two Kedusha. If a person did not say, may achshav, from now it should be a shlomim, but rather all he said, that after 30 days it should be an oila, it is an oila. So that's the first chiddush, that if a person says something should become hegdish after 30 days, it's just like a kinyan, just like you can make a kinyan after 30 days, that it should be chal, the same thing, the hegdish is chal after 30 days. However, that's only if he didn't say me'achshav shlamim. But if he said me'achshav shlamim, so ain't a chenami if he would be poided a shlamim, the dmei shlamim after 30 days, the oila could be chal. But what happens if he said me'achshav shlamim, and he wasn't poided after 30 days, then even though it's a Kedusha Chamura coming in, you would think maybe it can go on top of Kedusha Kala. No. The Kedusha Kala of Shlomim blocks the Oila from being Chal, unless you're Poided. So according to Bar Poda, there's only two ways that the Oila could be Chal after 30 days. One way is, if he doesn't say anything about Shlomim, he just says this should be an Oila after 30 days, then it's Chal after 30 days. And if he said it should be first a Shlomim now for 30 days, then the only way it would be Chal is if he's Poided. If he's not Poided, the Kedusha of the Shlomim will not allow the Oila to be Chal. Why? Because Bar Poda holds that Kedusha Loipaka Bechdi, not only Kedusha Aguf, but even Kedusha as Damim. And where do we see a precedent for this? For the second halacha, that you can be mekadesh something for the Beis HaMikdash after 30 days, if there's no blockage from a shlamim, from any kedusha that precedes it, midi dahave, ho'oim relish, iskachli la'achol ha'majoyim, the mekudeshes. Just like if a person says to a woman, become mekudesh to me after 30 days, she becomes mekudesh. Va'afa pishin es achlo amois, even though the money at the time when the kedushin is to be chal after 30 days becomes consumed, the pruta that he gave her is no longer here. She used it up. So you might have thought perhaps that the kedushin shouldn't be chal. The answer is that since when he gave the kedushin, he said that the kedushin should only be chal in 30 days, it works. And that's why the Gemara immediately asked, pshita, since hegdish is comparable to kedushin, as we explained before, that we find that in kedushin of Beis Amid Beis, that's why a woman, when someone's mekadesh a woman, it's mekudeshes, because he ushered her on the whole world like hegdish. So there's a comparison between hegdish and kedushin. So pshita, just like you find this thing by kedushin, the same thing is by hegdish. So what was this chiddush that, according to Bar Poda, the Brisa is teaching us? Loitzricha, and actually the Run points out that this chiddush in the Sefer we know from the Reisha. Because what's the case in the Reisha? That he said something should be an oila, and after 30 days should become a shlomim. And once he's poided after 30 days, it becomes a shlomim. But that shlomim He didn't say it after 30 days, let it become a shlamim. He said it at the beginning of the 30 days, that first it'll be an oila, and in 30 days it'll become a shlamim. How does it work in 30 days? The answer is that you are able to be magdish something, just like kedushin you could do in 30 days. You could do it from day one, that it should be chal, in 30 days. Once the problem of oila gets taken care of through pidgin, according to Barpada. But that etzim chiddush, I even know from the reisha. So what's the special chiddush of the Seifa? Leit Zricha answers the Gemara, the Hodder Bey, that during the 30 days he had charata. So this answers both kashas. It answers the kasha from Kedushin, because by Kedushin, it could be speaking about that it's only chal if there was no charata. So our chiddush here is that even with charata, it'll be chal in 30 days, even if he changed his mind. And it also answers the kasha from the reisha of the Braisa, because the reisha of the Braisa, by oila and shlomim, you know why the shlomim works after 30 days? Because he didn't have charata. The Seif is teaching you that even if he had charata, it becomes an oila in 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Panichulaman di Omar, Eina Chazeres. We have, as the Run brings down, in Kedushin and Tess, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that the woman cannot change her mind during the 30 days. Rabbi Yochanan says that she could change her mind. As the Gemara there explains the machlokes as Tali in whether we say Asi Dibber, Mevatel Dibber or not. Rish Lakish holds that one Dibber cannot change the original Dibber, where she promised that she would become a Kudeshus in 30 days. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Asi Dibber, Mevatel Dibber. So the Gemara now is saying, if I hold like Resh Lakish, in Kedushin and Tess, that Eina Chizeres, that you cannot have, that the woman cannot have Charata during the 30 days, then it's very good what the Chiddush of our Seif is. The Chiddush of the Seif is that even though it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, but we're going to Paskin Legabe Hegdish over here like Resh Lakish, that he can't have Charata. Once he says it's going to be an oil in 30 days, he cannot have Charata. That's not so poshut. You see, Rabbi Yochanan argues that you could have Charata. But according to the Mandi Yomar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds up by Kedushin, if he was Mekadosh and Isha after 30 days, during the 30 days she could change her mind. Because Asi Dibber, Umevatel Dibber. So then over here, you're telling me the whole Chiddush of the Seifa is that even if he changed his mind in the 30 days, it becomes an Oila after the 30 days, after he was Poide the Kedusha after 30 days. But you're telling me the Chiddush is he can't have a Charata, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Kedushin you could have Charata. So how do you learn Pshat here in the Seifa? The Gemara answers, even according to Rabbi Yochanan who holds in Kedushin that the woman could have Charata during the 30 days. Here by Hegdish, in this respect, Hegdish is more Chomer than Kedushin. Here it's different. Why? Because we have a rule, B'chol HaShas, Dami Rasa L'Gevoya, Kemisi Rasa L'Hedjet, that his merely saying that this thing should become consecrated, it should become Kaddish L'Gevoya to HaKaddish Baruch Hu, to the higher realm of Kedusha, that is tantamount Kimisi Russell Hedged, that is equal to doing a Maisa Kinyan, to giving it over to a plain person. And here we have a Machloikis, the Run and the Rush, to understand this Chiddush of Amir Russell Gavoy, Kimisi Russell Hedged, Binagea Ar Sugya. The Run learns that what the Gemara means to say is that when it comes to Hegdish, when he says something should be an Oila in 30 days, it's as if he said me'achshav la'achar lamed. Just even according to the Mandi Yomar that says by Kedushin you can have Charata, that's only if he said it should be Chal in 30 days. But if he said it should be Chal from now and until 30 days, so then the pshat is that the Chalois of Kedushin begins now. And it's as if the Guf is his now, and the Peirois are only his la'achar's man. But there's already, the Guf HaKedusha is starting already at the beginning of the 30 days. And then the halacha is, that Rabbi Yochanan's moida, that you can't be choiser. So here, by Hegdish, even if he didn't say me'achshav, since we have a rule that just by consecrating something l'gavoya, it constitutes as if you did a kinyan with a plain person, so therefore we take his words that it should be chal in 30 days to mean that it begins right now. It's as if you did a Maisa Kinyan right now that will be totally consecrated la'achuzman. But it's enough consecrated now that charata will not be possible. That's how the Run understands, and the Rush says that here by Hegdish it works as a neder. That what he's saying is that I'm saying now that in 30 days I am making a neder that I'm making a neder that I want to be mugged or something in 30 days, and therefore because of the neder it is not possible for him to have charata. Whatever pshat it is, there is a chiddush here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if we say by Kedushin, HaMekadosh and Isha, that it should be chal in 30 days, where he didn't say Me'achshav. Rabbi Yochanan holds you can have charata, but here by Hegdish, Rabbi Yochanan holds you cannot have charata, either be, like the Run says, it remains, even though he didn't say Me'achshav, as if he said Me'achshav, that's why he can't have charata, and the korban becomes an oila in 30 days, even if he had charata, or like the Rush, because it's a neder, and therefore he must fulfill his neder in 30 days to make it an oila.